Information was released on Monday about the arrests of two men in Pilardala or Adada last week, accused of an alleged crime of continual misappropriation. The events date back to September, when investigators became aware of a group who were acquiring peppers from an agricultural cooperative for the last year. The two suspects, aged 25 and 42, were arrested on the 23rd of June within the cooperative with a van loaded with peppers in their possession. Three people were arrested in total and delivered to the court in Orawella. The AUGC union, which represents officers of the Guardia Civil, has denounced the body for failing to issue instructions as to what the increase in terror threat to level 4 means to them. The union considers it reckless that despite the existence of a higher level of alert, there are no specific measures having been taken, instructions issued, or service modified for the officers on the front line. A statement from the union says that although they're supposed to be in a state of high tension, the reality is that most members of the Guardia Civil begin their service since the attacks on Friday with no more information than other citizens. And passengers on board an aircraft at Madrid Airport called the Guardia Civil to assist them after they'd spent an hour and a half trapped on a plane due to a mechanical fault in temperatures that they say were in excess of 50 degrees. The Vamos Airlines flight to Cancun in Mexico was set to take off at around 3 o'clock with 520 passengers on board. However, due to a fault, the departure was delayed for over an hour with the passengers remaining on board. The aircraft was then prevented from moving as a tow truck also suffered damage, resulting in the passengers still sitting on board without information being given to them, prompting the call to the Guardia Civil. The aircraft finally departed almost 5 hours late with 4 passengers less than intended as they opted not to continue.